We are wrapping up our series in Revelation, The Christian's Crystal Ball. And if we take to heart the overall message of Revelation, we will surely be blessed. Christians often get lost in the many strange and spectacular details of the book of Revelation, and they forget the primary purpose God intended: living hope. For his people to face anything, overcome everything, and remain faithful through it all. I would highly encourage, when you all get time, to study the whole book of Revelation. I found in my study something interesting, that Jesus' most popular sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, and his last sermon in Revelations, had a series of blessings Jesus taught to his followers to show what it meant to live as a Christian. Now, these Beatitudes, as they are called in Revelation, are teaching us how to live as Christians in the end time. In Revelation 1, we have, "Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy." In Revelation 14, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on." Revelation 16, "Blessed is the one who stays awake." In Revelation 19, "Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb." In Revelation 20, "Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection." And in chapter 22, we have two of them. In verse 7, "And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book." And in verse 14, "Blessed are those who wash their robes." Teachings on how to live as Christians in the end times. Pastor Hine made a great point last week when he said, Revelation is a book that pulls us up out of our present moment and changes our perspective. It's either going to pull you out of your spiritual ignorance and laziness and wake you up, or is going to pull you out of the negative energy that the world tries to pull you into, and is going to give you clarity and comfort. In chapter 22, the revelation of Jesus Christ concludes with one last description of the holy city. Also included, warnings, instructions, and an invitation to the evolution of paradise. Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads." Now, for all of those who have been wanting a tattoo, maybe you didn't have the time, or you didn't want to go through the sting on this side of heaven, there may be still an opportunity. If we are getting tattoos in heaven, I am going to ask Jesus if I can get a matching one on my back. I think it'd make me look stronger, and I always wanted a tattoo on my back. For my daughters asking to get a tattoo, the answer is still no. Please wait till you get to heaven. Along with possible tattoos, there for sure will be no more nights. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. The angel said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God who inspires the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants the things that must soon take place. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy written in this scroll. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and seen them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. But he said to me, don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and with your fellow prophets and with all who keep the words of this scroll. Worship God. Then he told me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this scroll, because the time is near. Let the one who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let the vile person continue to be vile. Let the one who does right continue to do right. And let the holy person continue to be holy. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. This is the word of our Lord. John is taken on a tour that shows there's comfort in our future. What will life be like in the New Jerusalem? What is God communicating to us about life with him in the new heavens, in the new earth? This is how it was supposed to be before sin. In Eden restored, there's no more curses. The curse he gave to men, the curse he gave to women, the curse of conflict between men and women, all gone. No more sin. Restoration of all God's people. In Eden restored, we can eat of the tree of life. Verse 2 says, on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Now we know there's not going to be any sickness or disease in heaven. The Greek word for healing means health giving. And as we read, there will be no more night. God's glory will be our light for all eternity. So all eternity is ongoing, continuing serving our Lord. And we're going to need food for that. That's health giving. That gives us energy. Now, I'm a foodie, and I'm real excited about this. I'm picturing trees of Red Bull and Mountain Dew along each side. But they don't look like Red Bull. They just taste like Red Bull. They look like delicious apples. And you can eat as much of it as you want, and you don't have to worry about getting sick. That sounds very heavenly to me. All the Red Bulls and Mountain Dew I can drink all the time. I don't know about you, but I can't wait. The food is going to be health-giving and energy-giving. It's going to be the continuous joy and prosperity of eternity. Also in Eden restored, we have access to the water of life. We will never run low on the Holy Spirit again. We will be filled up to the brim with God's Spirit. The water of life is a symbol of spiritual nourishment and renewal, constantly in God's presence. No more of us battling within ourselves. The Spirit will have filled us up all the way to the brim. And this allows us to be in good standing and have obedience to our Lord and serve our Lord for all eternity. But we got to get there. this restored Eden, we got to get there. This new heaven and this new earth, we got to get there. Our Father in heaven is a loving Father. He tells us how to get there. Our Father in heaven is a loving Father. He also warns us with truths. Truths about us, truths about him, and truths about our relationship with him. God shares with us how he always wanted it to go. And in Revelation, we have these instructional truths on how to accept his gracious invitation to paradise. Warning and instructions. In verse 6, it says, these words are trustworthy and true. God's word is all true. You can trust it and live by it. What is scary is the unknown. What is it going to be like tomorrow? How am I going to feel a year from now? What am I going to be doing 5 years from now? God's word makes everything known. Revelation makes everything known. Now that we know, we can follow Christ with confidence. We don't have to worry. We already know. Warning and instructions. The first part of verse 7. I am coming soon. The promise of God's return. Live confidently and be ready. Be ready. One commentator put it, live missionally. God puts you where he wants you to be. God gives you a mission and a purpose. Live like you have a mission and a purpose. God has you at your job because he wants you there. God has you at a certain school or around certain people because he wants you there. God wants you there because he wants you to serve him and his people. We're not always going to understand it. Sometimes we might not even like it. In this new heaven and this new earth, you and I will serve the throne forever. So no matter where you are in life, you need to start practicing serving God right now. Because this is going to be your future for all eternity. Warning and instruction. The second part of verse 7. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of this prophecy. Keep the words of this book. We want to be blessed. Everyone wants God to share his blessings. And here's how you and I ask for these blessings. Please, God, make this better. Please, God, change this. Please, God, take away that. Pastor Hine mentioned this last week. We want to be blessed, but we ask God to make us useless. If you want to be blessed, open your Bibles. If you want to be blessed, read your Bible. If you want to be blessed, keep this prophecy and others. The Bible and this prophecy says, endure. Fulfillment is coming. This prophecy says, be faithful. Heaven is coming. If you want to live a blessed life, please keep eternity in mind. Warning and instruction. Verse 8, I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and seen them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. But he said to me, Don't do that. Worship God only. There's going to be spiritual deception. We can have a heart to do right, but have actions to do wrong. Please don't put anyone on a pedestal. Please don't put anyone beneath you. God did a wonderful job in teaching us through his word in John's gospel. Now, John probably had one of the closest relationships that any person has ever had with Jesus. Got to see things all of us will never see on this side of heaven. But in his gospel, when he referred to himself, I'm just a disciple whom Jesus loves. Nobody special. Right next to Jesus, close to Jesus. I'm just a disciple whom Jesus loves. So, if someone doesn't go to church as much as you do, or read the Bible as much as you do, we don't have to think less of them. They're still a disciple who Jesus loves. And if someone has a very important role in a church, no matter what that is, they're not holier than you. They're just a disciple whom Jesus loves. We don't worship angels. We don't do that. We don't worship saints. We don't do that. We don't worship created beings that are disciples whom Jesus loves, just like us. We don't do that. I couldn't help but think of the song from Encanto. We don't talk about Bruno. No, 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 no. We don't do that. We worship God only. When John bowed down to worship the angel, he says, don't do that. We worship God only. So you and I, we don't bow down to any person. We don't kiss any rings. We don't do that. We worship God only. Warnings and instructions, verse 10, is a command. Do not seal up the words of this prophecy. Don't hide this prophecy. In the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, it was told, seal up this prophecy. Now, the gospel is needed more than ever. Why? Because the time is near. Don't seal up this prophecy. The last warning and instruction in verse 11, let the one who is doing wrong continue to do wrong. Let the one doing right continue to do right. When Christ comes back, that's it. No one's going to be able to change their identity. No one's going to be able to change their destiny. The question is then, who do you want to be forever? Who do you want to be forever? Three times in chapter 22, God says, I am coming soon. Warning, instructions, or invitation. Verse 12, look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me. and I will give to each person according to what they have done. You have been invited to receive an inheritance. This is an invitation. And God expects a response. We read in Matthew about the responses the king got to his wedding banquet. What kind of response are we going to give King Jesus to his invitation? In our lives today, Jesus graciously invites you and I to join him as he leads his people to paradise. The book of Revelation is a call for us all the way up to the very end. This is an invitation for all of us all the way up to the very end. You're invited to keep God's word. God gives us his word so we can be built up, so we can be strengthened, so we can have an advocate. You're invited to be ready. God wants us to have full access to him. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the doors will be open. God wants everyone to be prepared. He wants all of us to have full access to him. And for those who do prepare, blessed are those who wash their robes. You're invited to share in his righteousness. Jesus gave his life so you can have his robe. His robe is the only way you and I get to where we have been invited to come. By the way of the cross, you've been purchased, redeemed, and invited to be patient, to persevere, and remain faithful in Christ. This life Jesus has graciously given us has warehouses full of his mercy. You've been invited to help yourself to all that you need. This life that Jesus has graciously given us has shelves full of his forgiveness. You have been invited to help yourself to that as well. You've been invited to take the free gift of the water of life and to have a perfect fellowship with God face to face. This is what you have been invited to enjoy. Those who decline the invitation are the dogs. Those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. Accept the invitation. You've been invited to live under his grace. So please, enjoy his grace. You've been invited to share in his righteousness. So please, live a life that shows your thankfulness to be alive in him and your gratefulness for what he has done for you on the cross. You've been invited to walk through the gates of the city, to eat from the tree of life, and worship and serve Jesus face to face. Please live a life that reflects you knowing that one day you will enjoy paradise forever. Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, lead us into the men and women you want us to be. May our lives be more than just those just trying to get into heaven. Help us to live lives that honor you, that treasure the words of this prophecy, lives that you can reward. Motivate us and invite us to continue to look toward you and the gracious gift of eternal life. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
This podcast is a production of St. Marcus Ministries. For similar content, subscribe to our St. Marcus Church YouTube channel or follow us on Facebook. If you're seeking ways to grow, serve, or give, download the Church Center app and add St. Marcus as your church. There, you can submit private prayer requests, receive weekly news updates, and more. If you enjoy these messages, please subscribe and share with a friend. Thank you for listening, and God bless.